The Stone of Destiny, often referred to in England as the Coronation Stone, sounds like something you'd find in a Disney fairy tale, but it's very much real and an ancient symbol of Scotland's monarchy, used for centuries in the inauguration of its kings. Seen as a sacred object, it's an oblong block of red sandstone that's also thought by some to be Jacob's stone that appears in the book of Genesis of the Bible, used as a pillow by the Israelite patriarch Jacob when he had a vision in his sleep. When awakening from that dream, Jacob made a vow of allegiance to God and then took the stone he had used as a pillow and anointed it with oil, as it would from then on be used as the throne that every subsequent ruler would be crowned and sit upon. At that point, it became the throne of Israel, being kept and fiercely protected by all of Jacob's heirs, known as Israelites, for thousands of years to come. Flashing forward about 1,000 years after Jacob originally had his dream in a cave near Bethel, the stone allegedly made its way out of Jerusalem to Tanis, Egypt, and then eventually to Gibraltar, making stops along the way through Spain, and then landing in Ireland for over 1,000 years, where all the subsequent kings of Ireland were crowned. Eventually, Edward I of England invaded Scotland and removed the stone to England in 1296 AD, where he brought it to Westminster Abbey in London, and all the kings of England, right up to and including George VI, were crowned. Some Scots have always maintained that a fake stone was handed over to Edward, as some ancient writings depict the stone in question as looking different in shape and color, but I'm not qualified to come to a conclusion on its authenticity, so we'll just mention that the current validity of the Stone of Destiny is contested.
It's a dreadful thing that the Stone of Destiny, on which all the English kings have been crowned.
Whether real or fake, eventually the stone reappeared in April 1951 and stayed in London until 1996, when it was returned to Scotland. One can't help to notice that this was 1 year after the movie Braveheart was released, which brought worldwide attention to a story about a Scottish warrior, played by Mel Gibson, who led his countrymen in a rebellion to free his homeland from the tyranny of King Edward I of England. Not only does the Stone of Destiny represent Scotland's quest to be free, in an esoteric context, it is symbolic of the attainment of initiation that is present in all mystery school religions, where Jacob's ladder is an expression of a bridge between heaven and earth, and therefore the expansion of consciousness that is allegedly available as one progresses towards the light, as one attains higher degrees in occult organizations, for example, Freemasonry. In this regard, Jacob's dream is mirrored in pre-biblical stories of Thoth, Mercury, or Hermes, and in the words of an ancient record of initiation, quote, "The sleep of the body becomes the awakening of the soul, and the closing of the eyes, true vision, and silence becomes impregnated with God. This happened to me when I received the supreme authentic word. I became God-inspired. I arrived at truth. Wherefore I give from my soul and whole strength blessing to the Father." One of the core aspects of the curriculum of the ancient mysteries was instructions in cosmology, revelations concerning the science of the universe, the intention being disclosure to initiates about not only the physical and metaphysical constitution of the world, but about man's place and destiny in it. Candidates were shown how the individual is a microcosm or miniature copy of the universe itself. And this is reflected in the old saying, as above, so below, which can also be expressed in as within, so without. This expression is considered to be a universal truth or law, which shows us that the outside world is a reflection of our inner world. Everything in our outer reality is a projection of our inner thoughts and feelings. Whatever we think comes back to us. So, through this understanding, we can actually upgrade our thoughts and raise our vibration. As above refers to the metaphysical realm, as below to the physical. As within refers to the mind and soul, as without to the world outside the individual. Together, the intent of the phrase is to remind the initiate that they cannot achieve their purpose without first achieving harmony between spiritual and physical. Many researchers have come to realize that there's always a kernel or more of truth to most legends. Before there were written records, oral tradition was the primary means of handing down history. The story of Skata, for example, was brought to us through oral history, and nowadays there are scientific methods that can actually prove that there's at least some truth in the legend. Medieval Irish and Scottish history is full of such fascinating myths and legends, particularly regarding a woman named Skata, the founding mythical ancestor of the Gaels, said to be the daughter of an Egyptian pharaoh, whose story may be based on actual events as borne out by DNA evidence. Irish chronicles from the 11th and 12th century state that Skata was the mother of Goidel Glas and married to Nule, a Babylonian who traveled to Scythia after the collapse of the Tower of Babel, identified as the son of Gomer in the Bible. Nule, son of Phinehas, returned to Babylon as part of an effort to study the confusion of languages. He's a scholar of languages and is invited by Pharaoh to Egypt to take Skata's hand in marriage. Skata and Nule's son, Goidel, who was saved by a prayer from Moses after being bitten by a snake, and is said to have created the Gaelic language by combining the best features of the 72 languages then in existence. There are several variations of the story, but he's usually described as a Scythian and king of parts of Greece. The Gaels, known in Gaelic as Goidel and in Latin as Scoti, are said to be named after Goidel and Skata. While most scholars believe the stories are fiction, Skata's grave allegedly lies in the valley in Ireland. The area is known as Folly's Glen, and a trail from the road leads along a stream to a clearing where a circle of large stones marks the gravesite, as indicated by a county council signpost. That said, genomic sequencing has shown that the ancient remains of people living in Ireland going back to 5,000 years ago are descended from early Middle Eastern farmers and from Bronze Age metalworkers on the steppes around the Black Sea. In other words, from Anatolia, the Levant, and Eurasia, which was known as Scythia in antiquity. Further testing showed genetic affinities to North Africa, linking the ancient Irish and Scottish to the Berbers, or Amazigh, as well as the Basque, in the region between France and Spain. While this may not be considered conclusive proof concerning the biblical pillow stone of Jacob ending up in Scotland, it does help to shed light on the many blonde and red-headed mummies of pharaohs in ancient Egypt, and why stories about the lost tribes of Israel winding up in Northern Europe still persist among independent researchers that do not receive federal funding and refuse to bend a knee to a politically motivated mainstream narrative. That said, the Cheesecake Factory has a new dish, seared tuna and ginger rice, which is a bit on the spicy side, but very tasty, and I highly recommend it. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon and through all other major book outlets. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description. Please subscribe for future updates. Leave your thoughts below. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you again soon.